Right, Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. George, what did you think of Pam Oliver from Lambeau Field on Saturday?
Pam was sitting up there crossing her fingers like, man, I hope Green Bay loses this. I don't want to be out here next week in this cold.
Now, I get the when we're watching our sports and one of our commentators doesn't sound right.
Yeah, she didn't sound right, did she?
Even Todd McShay earlier this year in the college football season did not look right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of viewers brought up the question, is he okay? He was very peaked. And come to find out, he was ill. Not COVID-related, but he was ill. As my brief time as the Nebraska sideline reporter in plenty of cold games, I can tell you that when you try and speak and it's cold, it doesn't always go so well. I'm glad that, you know, I didn't immediately go to Twitter and bash myself, or in this case, for the people that were talking about, man, is Pam Oliver having a stroke? Is she drunk? She just had a really, really difficult time speaking in cold weather. And I, you know, I mean, that's, it's cold. You know what it's like to be outside for that long and to try and speak. But boy, she got an onslaught of criticism.
Oh.
I was really, really surprised. Especially, you know, is she having a stroke? Does somebody need to stop and go down there and tell her she's having a stroke?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the care and concern. But come on. I mean, intimating also that she's drunk, that's a little much.
Yeah. Especially in Green Bay. She's outside. Yeah. It's cold all the time.
She won't be there this weekend.
Really?
Well, because it'll be Aaron Andrews and Tom Rinaldi.
Oh, good call.
With Buck and Aikman.
Oh, wow.
So I think what Pam Oliver's season is over. And it's going to be cold. What, 24 in snow? Possibly for that game?
I'm telling you, arthritis is going to start flaring up for some old people down in Tampa. Just saying.
That's the best you could do as a shot towards Tom Brady.
I can't do much else. He's a GOAT. Can't do much
George,
else.
This is why I'm not jinxing your team. This is why I have full faith in you.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay won yesterday. The defense was good. They took the ball away four times. Drew Brees threw three interceptions. Brees was brutal. Yesterday was it. His arm was shot. And it was time for him to go well before that. Nobody's surprised that that was his final game. It's kind of been leading towards that all season long. I wouldn't go crazy about the Buccaneers winning that game yesterday. You benefited from Brees. I mean, Drew Brees threw three interceptions when the average depth of his target during the game was 5 yards. If you're into those kind of numbers, that's not easy to do. Throw three interceptions when the average depth of your target is 5 yards. Tampa Bay has won two playoff games by beating an XFL quarterback and Drew Brees having his worst postseason performance. Does that give you extra comfort that they're going to go into Green Bay and beat the Packers, who are playing well against Aaron Rodgers, who is enjoying what he's got around him, and this season of I'll show you. I like your Packers. I like your Packers. It was we start out the show talking about you kind of Drew Brees in New Orleans left you wanting more. It's tough to make it to the Super Bowl. Three straight losses at home in the postseason. 9-9 in the playoffs. Just one Super Bowl. You felt like you should have gotten more from Drew Brees. There were times where the offense carried the defense, but Drew Brees couldn't carry you this year. And it was sad to watch. And it's kind of been sad to watch him all season long. But you can't bench an icon, right? Would Jameis Winston have been a better option for New Orleans yesterday?
Especially after that throw.
But you can't bench Drew Brees, right?
Yeah.
And now his time is done, and New Orleans has to decide what they're going to do next. Is it Winston or somebody else? It cannot be Taysom Hill. But it's the transition in New Orleans. And there's the part of retirement. And again, in the NFL, not everybody can go out like Elway and Peyton Manning. Heck, Joe Montana got concussed in the 93 AFC Championship game when the Bills blew out the Chiefs. Ironically, it was Joe Montana who got concussed in that game, and a 35-year-old Dave Craig came in. Yesterday, Patrick Mahomes got concussed, and a 35-year-old Chad Henne came in. But the greats in the NFL, and really in sports, you sometimes don't go out on your terms. And your last game, especially at the quarterback spot, seldom looks good. But why in the NFL don't we have these retirements where you tell everyone that you're retired before the season begins or during the course of the season? Major League Baseball and the NHL do that. This will be my last year in the majors. This will be my last year in the NHL. And it's kind of like a little farewell tour as you make your stops across the country. You know, in baseball, that's a big thing. Yeah. You honor Jeter or Mariano Rivera before the game. We don't ever see that in the NFL.
No, that's a good point. We're just now in the last, I think Kobe might have been the first one, but we're just now starting to see that in the NBA. But it just happened.
Yeah. Jordan didn't give us that opportunity. Then with the Wizards, he never really wanted to say that this was it, but it was his farewell. We don't get those in the NFL. But in Major League Baseball, we get to celebrate are legends that are playing their final year. In the NHL, or in the NFL, I beg your pardon, it'll be a press conference, probably in the next couple of weeks, maybe after the Super Bowl, like we saw with Eli Manning last offseason. These great quarterbacks that are retiring, like Breeze, that'll then go to the Hall of Fame, that they don't tell us officially at the beginning of the year, this is it for me, even though it is assumed that Drew Brees was done after this year, that he had a deal with NBC to make the transition into the broadcast booth, into studios, where I think he'll do really, really well, but I think they'll come at some point next year that he'll pause and go, man, could I still? No, we saw enough. We saw enough in year number 42 on this planet playing in the NFL. But it would have been nice to have Drew say, this is it, this is my last dance, and then you can celebrate appropriately as he makes his way throughout the season. And some places give him a rocking chair and everything else. I'm trying to remember some of the stuff like Mariano Rivera and his final go around. People give him cowboy boots, leather cap. You know, they have ceremonies at home plate. We don't see that at all in the NFL like we do in Major League Baseball. And then you see it also in the NHL. All right, here is Phil. Phil, thanks for the call. Good Monday, sir.
I was just listening to what you're talking about, and it reminded me of one of my favorite movie quotes from a sports movie ever. It's from Moneyball, where he's talking to young Billy Bean, and Billy says, you know, his mom says, can he go to Stanford and play baseball? And the guy goes, no, he's going to have to choose one or the other. He's like, we're all told at one time that we can no longer play a child's game. Some of us are told at 18. Some of us are told at 40. But we're all told. And this kind of reminded me of what you're talking about right now. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Phil, thanks for the call. And I mean, you remember Drew Brees for his precision passing. And again, it has been rough to watch him this year. Father Time has caught up to him, some key injuries, and he's not able to be the Drew Brees of old. Like Peyton Manning. I despise the Broncos. Peyton Manning, that was tough to watch. Yeah. You knew that was it. And he was just trying to hang on.
Yep.
Hang on to go to ride off into the sunset. But man, that was painful to watch. He just wasn't the same kind of player. I mean, Jordan with the Wizards, even though he had his last year he had one 50-point game. It was painful. That was not the 23 that we had all kind of grown up with and expecting. The number 9 in New Orleans wasn't that way. So let me ask you, George, on this question, and Phil, thanks for the call, because this just brought up a thought in my head. Why does Brady, so Brady's 43, and you know Tom Brady is nowhere near what he was in New England, even the last couple of years in New England. I mean, Tom Brady is not carrying the Buccaneers on his back to the Super Bowl. But he's not a huge detriment. I mean, he's a very smart guy. He knew what he was getting into in Tampa. He knew what was around him and that he also had an exceptional defense that he didn't need to be the HOF for Tom Brady. He would give you, he gives you glimpses, but he's kind of in the game manager role, but you don't want to say that because he's an HOFer, and in some cases, he's listed as the GOAT. But why does Tom Brady at 43 not strike you that he's done after next year?
I don't know.
That he could actually play 2-3 more years?
I don't know.
Is it because of what he does with his body in the offseason and during the season?
Maybe it's the way he carries himself. Because like you said, sometimes you know. Mm-hmm. You could just look at him and
well,
you know.
Let's look at the other quarterback that sounds like he's coming back for one last dance. It's painful to watch Big Ben play.
Oh, it's
he's so throwing bad. A Nerf ball. Okay? That guy is going to the Hall of Fame. That guy won a Super Bowl. That guy is a Steelers legend. It's tough to watch Big Ben play in Pittsburgh because that's not the Big Ben I remember. And he's just trying to hang on. And he's got a lot of tread on the tires. And he's had injuries. And he's been knocked down. He's not anywhere close to the great Big Ben. Kind of like Breeze. They look broke down. And they're still trying. They're competitors. You're going to have to drag them off the field. But at the end of the day, when they depart, are you sad or are you relieved? With your heroes that retire, are you sad that they're gone? Or are you like, thank, oh, whew. Hey, I appreciate it, but boy, now we can move on. Like, you don't think New Orleans is thinking that? Some Saints fans? Love Drew Brees. I got my 9 jersey for the rest of my life, but boy, now we can move on. And we can move this franchise forward because we have given Drew Brees his last moment. Are you sad or are you relieved? I mean, I know Steelers fans that are really upset that there's the possibility, and it gets stronger by the day since they lost to Cleveland, that Big Ben's going to come back. Pittsburgh wants to move on. They don't want to be stuck with one more year, and do they fall further behind the rest of the AFC that's got all these young quarterbacks that are hotshot quarterbacks that are in their 20s, and now you're going to have, what, Big Ben will be a 39-year-old? So are you sad or are you relieved when your heroes and your best player, they hang on for one more year? Look at Bronco fan with Peyton Manning. Couldn't throw the ball anymore. Wasn't the same. The mind was still the same, but the rest of the body? I heard a lot of Bronco fans that were mixed. Oh, geez. Now we're screwed. Just get us a Super Bowl, and then we're going to be screwed. And you look at the Bronco quarterback situation since then, they've kind of been right. And Peyton Manning was smart. There's also people that make smart business decisions. Peyton Manning made that. John Elway's was easy to go out. I mean, what else were you going to do if you were John Elway? Here is Kurt. Good afternoon, Kurt. Welcome to the Gary Sharp Show on the Zone.
Hey, Gary. How are we doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, you just mentioned Elway, but, you know, it's pretty easy for at least me to think of players that played past their prime that were, you know, the potential GOATs. I'm racking my brain to get even, I don't know, 4 or 5 that retired at their prime or near prime and was considered one of the best.
I mean, that's, you don't have as many like Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnsons that they got out before it was too late. You're right. But in this, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, it's such, I don't know if it's an ego thing or just, they just keep thinking every year, I've got one more year in me. And I'm sure it's super hard to, you know, hang up the pads, but I wish more retired in their prime. So you had that taste in your mouth instead of the current Breeze taste in your mouth.
Yeah, I agree. Kurt, thanks for the phone call. Couple right off the top of my head, Muhammad Ali. I think Allen Iverson hung on. One of the greatest in his sport, Mario Lemieux, hung on probably a little bit further than he should have. A guy that's still hanging on in the world of boxing, Manny Pacquiao. You could make a case that Brett Favre. I mean, if Brett Favre would have walked off into the sunset after his career with the Packers, how would you have felt, George? Or does his brief time with the Jets and the Vikings have any bearing?
Let's be honest.
I mean, his became personal, I think, more against the Packers. So he put his body through the strain of trying to continue to play when he was nowhere near his great moments with the Packers.
No, but he was still – and you could tell he could still do what he could do on the field in Minnesota because he was phenomenal back there for at least a season. But we'd be – it. I think his whole legacy would have a different feel if he didn't go to New York and he actually did walk away and didn't go to another team. His legacy would be put onto another pedestal.
Here's another quarterback I was thinking as you were answering that question about Favre. Donovan McNabb.
Mm.
Donovan McNabb, just he didn't get to go out on his own terms, which he should have gone out as an Eagle.
Yeah.
But heck, what, was he a Viking and a Redskin?
I was about to say a Redskin, yeah.
But maybe the one that is in the line of Breeze, Kobe Bryant. I think this was brought up earlier. Kobe Bryant, who, HOFer, mm-hmm. Not even a conversation. But did you like Kobe Bryant playing at the end of his career?
No.
Now, he had the Achilles injury, which really changed how his career ended.
Yeah.
I mean, you hang on to that 60-point outing against the Jazz. But Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. I didn't like watching them play at the end of their career.
No.
It was painful to watch. Like Breeze this year was painful to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just something about Brady though. Brady is not where he was, but he's not painful to watch. But is Tom? I think Tom Brady is smart enough to know when to get out. New England didn't give him a reason to stay. And so he found a place to go that he wouldn't have to be the man. There would be a lot of men around him.
Yeah.
But I don't think Tom Brady is a guy that will just hang on to keep playing. But he also might not get the opportunity to walk out while he has a Super Bowl. And again, in professional sports, there are very few of those cases where you get to dictate your own terms.
Yeah.
Even we talk about coaches, whether it be college coaches or professional coaches, that, you know, get to finish. Look at Greg Popovich.
Oh, that's a good one.
Greg Popovich could have left at the height of the Spurs winning championships.
That's a good one.
Now it's like, oh man, Greg Popovich is the head coach of a 500 Spurs team that has maybe one or two players that you recognize.
Mm-hmm. And people think he's on his way out after this season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I was just, it's. Are you sad or are you relieved? And in the case of Drew Brees, there's the other added element that I keep going back to, that once you get one, you want more, especially when you're a little bit younger in your stay.
Mm-hmm.
Only one Super Bowl title, 9-9 in the postseason. Great in the regular season. 49 wins in the regular season over the last 4 years, but zero trips to the Super Bowl. Tough to get to the Super Bowl, but he left you wanting more.
He did.
That's the other part of this discussion is the Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnsons that are essentially at the top of their respective positions. And in their 30s, they say, I'm good, and walk away.
Yeah.
I mean, I almost think that's more jarring than somebody like a Drew Brees at 42 just trying to gut his way through the final season. By the way, to the same franchise that you could say has not not rebounded since the Barry Sanders decision. How shocking that is.
Right.
For somebody at the height of their career to say, I'm good. I mean, remember the discussion with Robert Smith, running back, former Ohio State running back with the Vikings, when he retired early.
Mm-hmm.
Now some of Sanders and Megatron and Robert Smith, there's a little bit of the health in there, whether they've been dinged up, got concussions, got worries. But that's almost more jarring, is to see a young athlete say, I'm done.
Yeah.
Breeze was tough to watch. Kobe Bryant's last year was really difficult to watch on a bad team.
But
on a really, really bad team.
With him saying that, hey, this is my last year, that last game, he deserved that moment, and he was able to have that moment. And I hope that maybe in the NFL we do get those quarterbacks or those great players. It's like, hey, this is my last go around. Let's have fun for the next 16 weeks. And if we get more added on to that, let's do that too.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. 12:27, Mark Manning, Nebraska wrestling coach, will join us next. Lots of good discussion on this topic and the four games over the weekend. And we will check the email box and the Twitter machine as we roll till 2 on a Monday on 1620 The Zone.